July 26, 2011, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
It's the Watt from Pedro show, a remote broadcast from here in Toulouse, France, Languedoc part in the south, near the Pyrenees. Actually, first time ever conked here. I'm with the Stooges. We're not going to play in this town. We're going to play nearby in Carcassonne tomorrow. Conking here. Tuesday, July 26, 2011, I ain't got a guest, okay? It's just Watt, man alone, in a fucking, what's this pad called? Hotel Le Opera. It's right in the middle of town in the big square where, I think it's called Capitolium, the Capitol building or something. There's been some rain. You wouldn't know it was like the end of July a little bit. But we had just come from Corsica, and that was my first time there. And played a gig on a Saturday night. And it was amazing, Corsica. I got to tell you. Well, what I got to tell you is what we started the show off with. Mr. John Coltrane with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And then something really great by Sawako called Utatane. Anyway, back to Corsica. If you know the island, or you've seen a picture of the map, or maybe from space or satellite thing, it's got a finger in the north part, and that's the Cap Corse, I think you would say, kind of like the Cape of Corsica, maybe, and that's where we were up, that finger, there, the Patrimonio was the name of the town, and then we stayed by a little near a little marina, San Foren, where I got to chow much good chows of the sea, you know, stuff like mussels and shrimps and fish and octopus, trippy kind of octopus salad, like kind of potato salad type. Just a lot of good. The weather is kind of like Cali, even the landscape. It's sort of like you're going up PCH, you know. The cliffs, though, I don't know if many of you have been to PCH, but when you go up there, especially around Big Sur, the road's right up against the sea. And kind of remind me. Maybe a little more kind of lightweight, sandstone, because you could see where the wind, what big old carvings into it and stuff. We got to go to a little town on this road north of where we were staying called Nonza. And man, had a little like hill fort on a cliff over the sea, and you know, made of this stuff where they take like flat rocks and pile them up on each other the same way they make the kind of walls, and even a lot of the buildings and stuff then plaster over. Got to eat some wild boar there in an old mill. I write about some of this in my diaries. I chip tour spiel over at the Hoot page, mikewatt.com, if you want to, you know, try to wade through that. But quite an experience for me to be in Corsica. And the gig was really great, Patrimonio. The night before Tom Jones played, and then it was our turn. We played with a French band called Nono starting. I have to tell you, Scotty San's still healing up, so we got Larry Mullins still on the drums. But it was a packed pad, you know, palm trees on you. So yeah, palm trees, you know. I'm telling you, a Cali look. Also, Italia, too, big time. And actually, it's closer to there than France. And a lot of the names of the cats, you know, that you've seen in the walls and on buildings and stuff, Italiano names. So it's trippy mix. Trippy flag, too. Just trippy. I feel, real lucky to get to go there and stuff. I really thought it was happening. Actually, this finger part, this Cape Corse, is so thin that the airport was on one side and the You know, the where we played in Conk was on another. You actually drove over the mountains, you know, and maybe an hour worth. So it was a trip. I mean, there's a lot more to explore. The part where Napoleon was born is, you know, the big town way southwest of there. And maybe one day, well, Larry Mullen was telling me, you know, with Jesse, he's played there like maybe four times, and he's got to like drive around and spend a lot of time there. So I don't know. Maybe it's something. And it kind of made me, because it's right north of Sardinia, it made me kind of want to, because Stefano, you know, guitar man for El Sonio de Marinaio, his pop is from Sardinia. So flag's kind of similar too, a little bit. Instead of one Moorhead, there's four of them. But who knows? Who knows? I just really dug it. And I'm looking forward to Carcassonne. I've driven by it a bunch. I've never played there. It's got an incredible castle. And, you know, Toulouse, this whole Languedoc area has a pretty intense history. If you got anybody's got the hankering, go check out about Cathars. And, yeah, there's some heavy history. It's around, I don't know. 1100s, 1200s, and there was some beat down. I mean, it's kind of sad stuff. But trippy stuff. I'm really fortunate to be here. But you know, Larry, and he did really good at the gig. Oh, God, Ig was incredible. And James did really well. Even after his thumb got slammed in the hatch when the wind blew, the wind was real big at the sound check. But he soldiered on and did good. And Brother Steve on the sax, and he even broke his ebony beaten sticks, clave or something that he uses in a couple tunes. I mean, it was a wailing gig. But speaking of Larry Mullins, I'm going to play you four tunes here from four different CDs that he's on. And I had him on a couple shows ago. I mean, his journey through music was very interesting, and so is this music. So listen up. We'll be right back.
biggest cities of the world. You like to shake all your fingers whenever I sing a song. And we meet up in the weirdest places, like churches, preaches, light streets.
Quédate un ratito, nos gusta oír tus canciones, esas tan bonitas que tú compones. Ay, Miguelito, quédate un ratito, tú que reías al amanecer, tú que eras el último en caer. Thank you. ya no te sabe a nada toda esa felicidad. Tienes todo en tu mano, más de lo que nadie tuvo jamás. Ya no te sabe a nada toda esa felicidad. Miguelito, quédate un ratito, nos gusta oír tus canciones, esas tan bonitas que tú compones.
Good people, Watt from Pedro Show. Just heard four tunes. I've got Mr. Larry Mullins, otherwise known as Toby Dammit. Eastern Tennessee's very own Larry Mullins, otherwise known as Toby Dammit. With some projects he's involved with, okay? First thing we heard there was Hombres Machos by Luther Doby. Him working the drums. His buddy Luther working the organ. Then we heard two tunes after that from the same prog, but two different albums. Perfect Time by DePedro. Or probably in my town we would say DePedro. He's telling me there's a cat from Spain. And he's involved with Joey and cats from Calexico with this man, this hombre. After that, we heard Miguelito by DePedro. I think that's from the first one, the eponymous album. Miguelito, of course, is my name in a diminutive, so you would say Mikey, maybe. And then finally, we heard Mr. Knockup by Morphosa Harmonia, which has got the drummy from the first Bad Seed. Larry actually don't play drums on that. He does everything else. Yeah, Mr. Knockup is the name of the tune. His only AKA is Toby Dammit, so don't get confused there, okay? Now, everybody, you know, he's wishing as much as me, the rest of the cats in the band, and hopefully all you out there, that Scotty Song gets better. I mean, he's out of the hospital, he's healing up. And in fact, I heard maybe soon he goes back to U.S. because he ain't been allowed to fly until he gets more healed from the surgery. But, man, all our hearts are with him. You know? Send those well wishes. I sure am. I'm trying to shove as much as I can towards his way. But I tell you, Larry Mullen, you can tell he's playing for Scotty Son here. He even said at the end of the Valencia gig last tour leg, he said to the tour boss, Henry, he said, look, let him know that I'm doing this for him. You know? Larry's got a good heart. He's good people. Truly. And you know how I feel about Scotty Son. Jesus. Oh, man. But in a trippy way, I'm glad Larry's here to help us. And he's a good man, too. Everybody's thinking of Scotty Son, so it's a trippy place here in the Stooge world. But everybody's trying their hardest. God, it goes intense. Yeah, I gave him the John Waters book. Mrs. Yuka gave me Role Models, and he's into that. He's also, I flowed him the Buddy Rich tapes. Remember a couple shows, I remember when Larry was on doing his music journey story. We played some of that because remember there was a point where Larry, as a boy, actually, you know, came on the bus to meet Mr. Buddy Rich after a gig. And well, like right now, you know, I'm going to play you some more music, you know. Next! From Pedro Show. You just heard Mi Gaeta Table by Ear Diorama Ear, which has got Ken from Department of Real Estate. I think they're no more, and so this is his new proj. Before that, we had Comrade Devin Hoff, a beautiful man, and from his solo album. God, what's it called? Solo album? No. Maybe this is the title track. Behela Es Behela. I wonder if it's a Gaelic thing. I forgot to ask him about that. You know, he opened for Dose last week at the Dosey Dose album release party. Pedro there. He's going to do a gig with Kay on, what is it? August 28th. Unplugged the thing. Yeah, good thing he's got battery. I'm plugged. Dose was supposed to play on the 28th, but I'm going to play in Romania with the Stooges now. So Kay's going to get something together with Comrade Devin. We start all off with No. There was something from San Francisco. Lazy Bones by Wooden Ships. That's courtesy of the Captain. And we started off the last chunk of the music for the first hour of this August. July 26, 2011, Watt from Pedro Show with Spoon by Boris. Great new album called Tension Please. Hold tight for hour two. August 26, 2011, is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you. day. My crimes are long forgotten now, but still here I must stay. I sit here in my lonely cell and watch the world go by. Condemned to rage inside this cage until the day I die.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with something brand new from Disciplina Kishma. This has got a great bass man from Belgrade named Koya. Very happening cat. I have much respect for him. He's been making music a long time and he's back making new stuff. We heard the first two things from the new album, Opad and Ako Tia Giasno. Yeah, Pizzo could help me with that, but he's back in Pedro. But much respect, Koya. Brother Koya. Then we heard a little more of Ear Diorama Ear, because I'm really digging this record. Push My Eyelids. I mean, I'm really in the Department of Real Estate, too. Brother Keo. There was another cat, too. It was Ken Keo and... It's getting late here, so I got to move along with the show, but... sometimes I do that, right? Hell, I play two DePedro songs with Brother Larry. Sorry for belching. Shit. I had a falafel that was so good. It was a little while ago, but there's, what do you call that? Resonance or something. And then I Am Pond Scum. That's live from Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea Fridge and the Old Man. And, of course, the old man is Joe. Brother Joe from Mobile. Someone I respect big time. And it's beautiful that he's making music. He's an older brother, but he refused to quit. And that's a role model for somebody like me, you know, want to go down swinging. Finally, we had Brother Steve McKay with The Prisoner. That's off his new album, Sometimes Like This, A Talk. And you might recognize that singer. The singer. Yeah. We're going to do a gig with him tomorrow in Carcassonne. Then the day after that. No. 2 days from that, right? Friday. In Belgium. And then another French one Sunday. Near Geneva. But still in France. And then go back to my Pedro town. Let's play some more music. A lot for Pedro Show.
We're still being cool. We're still being cool. The reason is the pretty and the kids. Beat some butts. Trying to show those evil butts what's what. If you live in a small town, you might find a dungeon or two. Just alien types to step out and dare to declare we're true being cool. We're true being cool. Thanks for taking my guy, you duck. Time to clean the house. Be a matter of now. Wait till the station comes and get around. If you live in a big place and you're bashing under the ground, it takes out Mr. Piggy Dick, so no safe can be found. Big place, many taxes under the ground. It takes down Mr. Pinky Dink, so no trace can be found. We're through being cool. We're through being cool. Eliminate the cities and the twists. Put the tape on a race. Rearrange your face. We all reflect like Picasso anyway. If you live in a small town, you might find a dozen or two young aliens trying to step out and dare to declare, we're through being cool! We're through being cool! Eliminate the ninnies and the twits! We're through being cool! We're through being cool! Thank the pig who tries to make you wank! Thank the pig who tries to drive you nuts! Awesome! We're through being cool! 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 We're through being cool!
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene. Machine. Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene, I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure as your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get on up,
get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up.
him to the bridge.
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it. That's the way it is. I've got mine. Dig it. He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time now.
Go ahead, though.
You want to hit it like you did on the top, fellas?
Hey!
Hit it like you did on the top.
Hey!
Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Pedro show. I just looked out my window and God, it's raining again. But I saw across the way Brother Steve McKay. Yeah, I was bitching. We just heard Get Up, Sex Machine by James Brown. Before that, March of the Id by Polarity Taskmasters. Radioactive Kids by the Swagger Sticks before that, and started off with Through Being Cool by Little Fyodor. Again, thanks to the captain. And we're on a roll. I'm going to play something not so new anymore by Go Team. God, I heard they're almost done. Hope not.
Thank you.
Ready to Go Steady by the Goatee. And then we heard Oblivion Part 1 by Three Quarters Had Been Eliminated. It's in the second hour of the July 26, 2011 Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. July 26, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Twisted. you be put to death by a current of electricity, and such current of electricity shall continue to pass through your body until you are dead. It's a tragedy to this court to see such a total waste of humanity that I've experienced in this court. You're a bright young man. You made a good lawyer. I'd love to have you practice in front of me, but you went another way, partner. Take care of yourself.
From Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Sidekick Reverb by Luther Russell. Then we heard The Consumption by Estelle. Some brothers and sisters in Dublin there. And finally, The Money Will Roll Right In by We Have a Meth Lab. Now you might be wondering, what am I chowing in Toulouse if I had all that good seafood chow there in Corsica? Well, actually, kebab, you know, these Turk people have little pads here in Europe. I really like this chow. And I tried two different places yesterday and today and tried the same thing called Mix, but they spell it M-I-X-T-E, like Mixta, huh? That's Mix. So it has a little of everything, you know, and man, it is tasty. Yeah, I really dug. And in fact, I dug so much, two different pads. I went again to the second pad and I got a falafel on top. It was many hours later. But usually on tour, you know, I only do two chows. Well, the same in my Pedro town. I do two chows a day. I do a morning one, which on tour, usually these tails have a free trough that I can shovel from. And then I go forage later. In my Pedro town, of course, most 99% of the time I cook my own chow. And I do have the morning thing and then something around 4 in the afternoon. And that's what it's like for a middle-aged Watt, a 53-year-old Watt. It's not really a lunch, huh? I don't do that. I'm looking for the flavors. Of course.
We're doing practice, James Williamson and Larry Mullins. And this little stuff, right? In fact, I used a pig nose amp that I used back in Porto for Pyro days in 1996. It's got batteries. I mean, when I say Porto for Pyro days, I'm not talking prac. I'm talking the gigs. We used to do this tune, Tahitian Moon, and that little amp be on a stool. Perk could play these little tiny bongos, like eggshell. Peter do acoustic guitar and Parrot sang. It was a heavy song, actually. Scary Adventure for Pear. Anyway, it's worked out nice, you know, I don't know, 15 years later, to do prac. There's a little distortion and stuff, but at least it's better in my minute with no amp. And anyway, James Williamson showed me some songs he's writing. And there was some cool riffage. I was digging it. So I asked him, I said, James, will you record this and flow it my way so I can have... Because I was a little nervous. I get nervous in front of James, you know. Any of the Stooges. These are big people, you know, in my world. So I get a little balled up and shit and kind of choke. So I need some prac and develop some things for him for his tunes. And that is very interesting. And, yeah, James Williamson. Trying some stuff. No, not trying, doing. Because it was there, I heard it. So, yeah, stuff in progress. You know, the last gig is the 28th of August, and I think that's it for 2011, so... It's going to be a little break for Stooges. I'm going to try to bring the third opera out this fall to Europe with my missing man, Tom and Raoul. A Spielgusher album will be coming out. That's with Richard Meltzer's spoken word pieces. Me and Mr. Shimi and Ms. Yuko put the music behind. And then early next year, I want to bring out El Sueño de Manayo and maybe do a tour over there. Maybe with Zoo. We're talking still. We're thinking. Also, I got a mix, Black Gang album, by Shubo Nohi. This is a very intense record for me, and I think people will dig. Let's play some more music. What from Pedro Show.
Baby. Thank you.
For Pedro show. Started that off with the, you know, the guy that takes a long time to come up with the song, so Mr. Bob Pollard. Not. Well, he's got a new unit called Boston Spaceships, and it's not like he's diluting anything. The cat, you know, wow. And here's something called Earmark for Collision, which is his a mission with writing tunes, man. It's going to collide with, not enough time, because he's got a buttload to unload on us. But much respect to him. Brother Bob. Then after that, we heard Pink Pansies by the Gold Motors. I got to play with, it was Dan Jones' band, Eugene, Oregon. Third Operator, North American, Canada, U.S., and there's a new pad. God, somebody's garage. It used to be an old garage. God, I can't remember its name. But it was new for me. Eugene there, and man, it was happening gig. Yeah. Of course, I wrote diary for it. Hey, speaking of the diary, accompanying us. No, actually, speaking more of the tour. Hyphenated Man in North America, 2011. Miss Peek followed us to take a bunch of pictures. Well, she's living in Strasbourg, everyone knows. Or they do now. And next tour leg, there's some time after a gig in Bodø, Norway. Well, by the way, big heart to all the sadness from what went down there. Criminy. Yeah. I'll lose everything if I dwell on it. But big heart to all that sadness. And I read some things in the paper where the Norway cats were saying that there's too much open and love to let the lame overwhelm. So Watt will take cue from that. Anyway, after that gig that the Stooges are going to have on the 21st, they're going to come to Paris. Well, I'm going to get right off the plane and get on the train and go to Strasbourg and visit Miss Beek in her Strasbourg town for 2 days. And she's going to cook chow for me. So her idea, no foist, okay? So that should be righteous. Miss Beek is an incredible lady, people. And wait till those photos come out. You know, well, she's already started, you know. And man, wow. I start foaming. Anyway, after Golden Motors, we heard Metropolis by Shin Matsura. And then something untitled. It was an improv thing that Brother Taka did in New York. He's moved to New York City to join his buddy Matt. And a buddy of theirs, who's about to move to San Francisco. So one of the last jams he can do with them, Carlos. And they did something that had no top. Brother Talk is good people. Done jams with him. Just by himself, but also with Miss Motoko,
who you heard earlier with the Polarity Taskmasters and lots of different things. And she's an incredible musician. Yeah. I am very lucky in my life, huh? I can't dwell it upon too long, you know? There's still so much to do. You know who sent me a bunch of songs? John Pekovich. Him and Jay Maskus has something called Sweet Apple, and he sent me 9 songs to do bass on, so I got a little bit of work ahead. Also, the Toothless Grin thing I got with John Pekovich, not just John Pekovich, but Matt Waskovich, Pete Mazich, Jerry Trebetich, Tom Watson, Raul Morales, Byron Coley, Chris Gere, of course, Jack Brewer. I've laid out all that, though. I've got my 100% of the 10 tunes. So, look, none of it's burden. It's all possibility, and I'm grateful. Let's play some more music. Much respect to music. Beautiful.
Shake my dad's hotel. Nothing.
Okay, last music for tonight's show. Start with Stones by Superfast Girly Show. And then Mantra Wakine by Wakine, a band I dearly love. Well, I love all the bands that I play here. You know, respect to Phil and the Superfast Girly Show. God, I met them just in Chester. And finally, last show of the... last song of the show is the Jelly Bean song by the Fuxedos. People, it's been very happening to deliver you. Kind of trippy by myself. God, with this giant paint behind me. If you knew this room, the bulkheads have got velour on them. Trippy. But I brought what I had here to you to listen. Some retarded spiel, but mainly it. I just thank you much. It's been the July 26, 2011, Watt from Pedro show. Everybody, please, please, would you keep your powder dry?